You're listening to the audio production of Alter Ego, Audio Bible Studies, by Craig Groeschel, published by Harper Christian Resources. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Alter Ego includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambiance of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching. While not required for the audio experience, these studies are designed to partner with a coordinating study guide sold separately.
You are not yet who you're supposed to be. The day I realized that truth was a day that started to change my life. Chances are pretty good. You don't have to think too hard to remember high school or junior high when you probably tried to fit in. You wanted other people to like you and you'd do whatever you could to get other people's approval. That's the way I was. I tried to convince my parents I was the good son. I wanted to convince my teachers I was the good student. I wanted my friends to think I was a good time and my athlete buddies to think I was the good athlete. But the reality is I wasn't good. I wasn't fooling God, and truthfully I couldn't fool myself. And as hard as I tried to fit in, I still received a lot of negative labels, as probably you did at some point in your life as well. One of the things that people called me, and they made fun of me, and honestly, it was probably well-deserved, they'd call me Craig the Tightwad, or Craig the Penny Pincher, or Craig the Scrooge, because I guess I was rather tight with money. Kind of like one time I gave a guy named Mike a gift card to a well-known restaurant for $25 that someone had given me, but I re-gifted it to Mike, and when Mike went to the restaurant to redeem his money on my recycled gift card, he turned it in and there was only $2.43 on the card that I gave Mike. Well, that drove my reputation even deeper as Craig the Tightwad. I want you to think for a moment, what are the negative labels that have followed you? What do people call you, or maybe not to your face, but you know that behind you this label seems to haunt you. Maybe some people think you're lazy, or you're unproductive, or you're angry, or you're a party person, or maybe you don't know how to commit. What are the negative labels that tend to follow your name? Now, I want to give you the good news, that you are not who others say you are. You are who God says you are. And no matter what happened in the past, God's power is bigger than your past. His truth about you is bigger than other people's opinions about you. No matter what was true in the past, doesn't have to be true in the future. It's time for an alter ego. Become who God says you are. So what we're going to try to do is develop a God-centered view of you. Because so many of us, we have an other-centered view of ourselves, but what we're going to try to do is establish a God-centered view of you. And the good news is the Bible says that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. And so to establish a God-centered view of ourselves, what I want to do is talk about two particular thoughts that have been helpful to me, and I pray they are to you as well. The first is that God can actually give you a new name. That's right, God can give you a new name. In fact, Scripture says this in Isaiah 62, verse 2, that you will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. That you'll be called by a new name that the very mouth of God will bestow upon you. In fact, all through Scripture, God would give people new names. In the Old Testament, there was Abram and Sarai, and God said, hey, I'm giving you a new name. You're now Abraham and Sarah, the father and mother of many nations. There was Jacob, who was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?